Great. I have a day off tomorrow, so I will sleep all day.
Dope.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Ruby, are you hustling at the firehouse? Which the hustle level is?
I'm unemployed and stressing out every day.
Mm-hmm. Man. Yeah. Solid air. We need more content. What's new content?
That's what the world needs.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
practicing with perception of sound to make up for the fact that I don't have a bunch of speakers to test things out.
Wait.
Gosh. I'm so grateful for the space, thank you.
What were you thinking about when you juxtaposed that sign tone with the flying larva?
So I think the progression of the piece, a lot of it is supposed to look at sort of what the name of the piece, Ooh CD, is sort of like a play on words, I suppose, CD, and sort of like to pull something CD in, and I wanted to sort of like have this slow progression and building of not only just like timbral dissonance, but also like tonal dissonance across a macro time scale, rather than just like, you know, just having like a melody with a bunch of notes in it, or versus a melody with a few notes. I don't know. They are not using my words very well. But overall, the piece is supposed to capture a sort of infliction of sickness that seems to be slowly growing and like expanding its grasp on the world, and that sickness seems to be taking place in many different ways, but primarily through our connection to the digital realm of existence versus the physical plane of existence that we all are experiencing this in right now, and the ways in which I feel as though digital spaces and social media have sort of manufactured an obsessive compulsive disorder in society in terms of like obsessing over numbers or obsessing over how something works, and it as a person with diagnosed OCD, it lines up scarily well, or not well, but it aligns very closely to a lot of the symptoms of OCD in terms of finding something and fixating on it and spiraling over the same things. It just sort of like builds and grows on this what was once just a single thread, and the brain sort of packs on a bunch of extra things until it's sort of a completely new thing that is unrecognizable from what it once was. That was a lot of words, I think, that's, but yeah.
But it's a kind of incongruence between them, right? The single existence and the distractions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of the single thought and sort of like the foundational point of I guess in this situation the tonality and being very like home base at the beginning and slowly fragmenting off without necessarily referencing the base as well, because it's not the same tone, it's not even in the same sort of like harmonic scene, and so it's sort of a extrapolation on sort of how one picks up on things that don't even really make sense, but we're all sitting here, and then as one whole piece it makes sense because it will sort of like absorb the full picture, whereas as we're going throughout it, you're not, or at least my intention was that it's not inherently noticeable in the moment, but rather something you look back on after it's finished and be like, oh, okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, in the tone makes it. Yeah.
Okay. You ready for that?
I think so.
Cool.
I love that.
I don't know if I can say anything about mine as good.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thanks for your questions.
Bathroom, yeah. It's just,
yeah, it's that door that's cracked open.
Yeah, I like it too.
Remember? Cool.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Awesome. Thank you all so much for coming out. I'm gonna do a little bit of an awkward stumble around the table, so pay no attention to that.
Thank you. Okay.
thank you all for